You're listening to Fitter Kids, and it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned.
And if you're wondering who Fitter Kids are,
we are students from 34 Reggio from Collingwood College.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.
Hi, we are Shamayel,
Zara,
Ilhan,
and Fatima.
Why did you want to be a hip-hop artist?
I started out doing like spoken word poetry, so that's kind of what I used to do, and I really loved hip-hop. Actually, when I was a kid, when I was in like year five, I really wanted to be a rapper. I come from a really musical family, and so I didn't really think that I would be the one that would be musical. But then I kind of gave it a go, and it was really fun, and so I kept doing it.
Were you interested in hip-hop when you were a kid?
Yeah, definitely. I used to put on shows for, like, other kids at recess, and but that was more pop music. That was more like, I don't know if it's before your time, but like Spice Girls and S Club 7, that kind of thing. And then when I was in year four, five, I kind of got into hip hop. And at our school, we had a thing where the year five, sixes got to choose the bell. Like they'd play music over the bell on a Friday. And a couple of times I got to choose the music and I always chose hip hop.
What type of hip hop do you do?
That's a good question. I kind of do I don't really make the beats myself, so I sort of work with beat makers, and I work with a couple of different beat makers that make really different kinds. So some of it's a little bit more R&B kind of vibe, some of it's more like trap kind of stuff. Yeah.
Did you always want to be a rapper?
Not always. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a vet. And then when I was like in high school, I wanted to work in radio. And I do also do radio. I do a show at 3CR here called Satellite Skies. And then I kind of started doing hip hop on the side just for fun. And it kind of took off. So now I get paid for it sometimes too, which is pretty fun.
Did you have hard times when you were younger?
Yeah, I had some hard times when I was younger. My mum was a single mum, and we kind of moved around a lot. And yeah, my dad broke up with my mum when I was little, so that was kind of hard. But yeah, I feel like when you kind of have hard times when you're younger, that can be really character building, and that can make you into a person who has a lot more compassion for other people, and also can create things that are a bit more interesting. Because I feel like if you have a really chill life, you don't have that much to say.
Where are you from and how does it feel?
I'm from Australia. I'm Aboriginal and English, and I grew up in England. My mum's from England, so I grew up kind of moving from Melbourne to Northern England, back to Melbourne, back to Northern England, back to Melbourne. I moved around a lot, but culture is pretty important to me.
How did it feel for you?
It was pretty stressful moving around all the time when I was a kid, like kind of getting used to one country, then another country, then one country, then another country. But I'm glad to be back here because it was, pretty racist over in England and cold.
Did you have a lot of energy?
A lot of energy. Yeah, I think I've always had a lot of energy. I used to talk really, really fast and nobody could understand me when I was a kid. And my teachers would be like, slow down.
Do you like being famous?
I don't think I'm that famous, but I definitely enjoy the platform that I have and that I get to do cool stuff like this with you guys.
Do you have any social media?
Yep, I do. I've got an Instagram that I use to promote my hip hop stuff, which is Race Rage Rhymes. And I've got Facebook, my own one, and my one for my music, which is Race Rage. And I've got TikTok, but that isn't really for my music. I just more do dorky dances on that.
How long does it take you to write one song?
It kind of varies. I feel like if I'm really inspired, I can write one, like I can pretty much write the lyrics for one in a night. But if I kind of have a deadline and I have to write a song. Like at the moment I'm working on my first album and I had a really short amount of time to do it. And the fact that I knew that I like had to write a song right there and then, it took me like 2 weeks to write one because I was like, oh, it's like homework. It's hard to do.
What is your favorite rap that you wrote?
Oh, that's a good question. I think one of my favorite raps is one that I wrote called Black Girl Magic, which I wrote for my little sibling about, I guess, not seeing yourself represented in media when you're growing up as a kid, as a black kid, and I guess seeing a lot of stuff in magazines and stuff about one kind of beauty being always portrayed as like being skinny or being, you know, pale skin, being white. So I wrote that song to kind of talk to my little brothers and sisters about being really proud of who you are inside and where you're from and your culture, and that's really beautiful.
What? Did you used to be bullied how you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I got bullied heaps as a kid. I got bullied for the colour of my skin. I got bullied because I had really curly hair. I feel like it's kind of gone less curly now, but it was probably similar to your kind of hair. And people used to like stick pencils in it all the time and it was really annoying. But yeah, I feel like sometimes when you get bullied, it can be really, really hard at the time. But if you can kind of overcome it and you can be proud of yourself no matter what other people say about you, even though that hurts, then that can really help you when you're older, and it can help you help other people when you see it happening to them as well.
Okay. How much siblings do you have?
I have 4 siblings. I got 2 brothers and 2 sisters, and I'm the oldest, which you can probably tell because I'm bossy.
How did you become a hip-hop artist?
Originally, I was, doing like poetry kind of stuff at some spoken word nights where you kind of like get up and just do poetry that you've written. And then I have my best friend, Katie Spitt, is a musician as well. And she was doing a lot of shows. And I went on a karaoke night with her and I'd never ever sung in front of anybody before. And I did some singing with her and she was like, wow, you're really good. You should do some backup vocals for my music. So I started doing that. And then I was like, oh, I can actually sing. So then I started writing hip hop.
I love karaoke.
It's so fun. Yeah, you can't get me off the mic.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And we're from Collingwood College.
Black are the berry, sweet are the fruit. We're not for your consumption, but we're looking cute. Black are the berry, sweet are the fruit. We're not for your consumption, but we're looking cute.
That's nice. That's
really cool. No worries.
This is a lot of topic, but I'm very flexible.
Are you? I'm actually really flexible too.
She can do this. She can do
cool.
I can do a cartwheel.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.